Welcome to the Good Life, health, fitness, nutrition, and vital living. Here's your host, Jesse Dillon.
Dr. Richard Moss is an internationally respected spiritual teacher and visionary thinker. For 30 years, he has guided people of diverse backgrounds in the use of the power of awareness to realize their intrinsic wholeness and reclaim the wisdom of their true self. He has a new book on the market. It's called The Mandala of Being, Discovering the Power of Awareness. And Dr. Richard Moss, what a great pleasure and honor to have you here.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
The great Marianne Williamson, who's been on this show before, says Richard Moss is one of the most important teachers of transformational knowledge. This is a fascinating subject and a fascinating time right now for transformational knowledge. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, the most important thing any of us can do right in our lives is to try to understand more completely the nature of our own minds, because it's consciousness that determines everything that we do.
Richard, in your own words, tell me a little bit about your background. Tell us your story.
Oh, I was a physician for a number of years. I don't really have much interest in the past at this point. But like others, I went through a series of changes. I've spent the last 30 years working with individuals on the understanding of the nature of our consciousness and how we can deepen our understanding of ourselves. And as we do that, we very organically change. And it's been the kind of work that has been the true expression of my own life journey. So that's the simplest thing I can say. I'm just being myself.
We got into an interesting discussion here on The Good Life yesterday with a gentleman by the name of Richard Hexley, who has an interesting new book. And we were talking about transformation, and Richard had something interesting to say that I thought it was really interesting. He said, you can't really be happy if your focus is on yourself. If you can't get above yourself in life, you can't really be happy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does completely make sense. When you try to teach happiness, or when you look at your life and see when you're happy, it's when you have very little self-consciousness. You're not focused on yourself at all, whether it's dancing or skiing or writing poetry or just playing. As soon as the sense of me comes back in and we become self-conscious and we start to lose our spontaneity and authenticity, happiness just evaporates. It's incompatible with what we mean by me or I. When we're really happy, we forget me. And, when I forget me, I don't lose you. So when we're really happy, we are generally doing something with someone else that in which we are just drinking the experience of this other person, no matter how different they may be, and in service to the awareness in which we are really commonly united. That's my experience. Happiness comes not because we try to take care of the other, but because we naturally and spontaneously know that the other is really just part of our own deeper being.
Dr. Richard Moss has joined me today. He is one of the most significant people alive today in the world of transformational knowledge. The book is called The Mandala of Being, Discovering the Power of Awareness. We understand from reading Eckhart Tolle's work, The Power of Now, from listening to Dr. Deepak Chopra talk about the quantum theory, quantum physics. I think most of us listening to this show have a cursory overview of the importance of living in the moment, living in the now. From your perspective, Dr. Moss, what are the benefits of living to learn in the now?
When we think about the now, actually what we're talking about is a mind without thought. Whether it's Tiger Woods swinging a golf club, he can't do that if he's thinking. He can't do that if he's wondering about where the shot's going to go, whether he can do it as well as some previous time. So it's really a no-thought mind. It's a mind that's filled and with presence. And in that state of mind, we are not divided from others, and we're not divided from our life by our thoughts. And we're not divided from the experience that we're in by our judgments of that experience. so the importance of living in the now is that we're actually seeing reality as it is, and we're not in opposition to reality. And then the other side of it is, because we're so close to ourselves, we're so close to everyone else and everything else, and so the softness and spaciousness and delight that we take at this nearness to our true self is also the delight and respect that we bring to the world itself. And everybody thrives around anyone who's living more in the now.
How can we be anywhere else but the now?
Well, that's why I call the book The Mandala of Being. I basically say, when you're not right here in the now, there's only four places you can go. And so a mandala is a circle, Sanskrit word for circle. It's a symbolic representation of the self, strongly oriented toward the central moment, now, because that's the only place where life is, you know, real and juicy. But when the mind leaves the now, it goes to these four places in this mandala, which has to do with the continuum of time, the nature of how, when we start to think in thinking mind, we're immediately in either past or future. And when we're in thinking mind about the present, we're all immediately into the judgments and stories and beliefs we have, the thoughts we have about ourselves. We make ourselves an object and we think about ourselves and we judge ourselves. Or we think about others and judge them, react to them, try to control them. And others is everything. We think about people, but we also think about our bodies. We make our body an other and then we're not happy with it. Or we try to train it, change it. We're caught up in giving so much power to money. We create God as a concept instead of as a direct experience. So when we're not in the now, that's where we go, past and future, and into the stories about ourselves and the stories about everything else. And you can recognize it. And once you do, it's like a compass. You look at the compass to see where you are. You're back in the back country in the wilderness, and you pull out your compass, you look at your map, and nowadays you can have a GPS, but takes a lot of the fun out of it. And then you get a good sense of where you really are. And so this mandala actually helps people find where they are, how they've left the now.
So looking at this from a practical point of view and paraphrasing somewhat what you've just said, if we are not learning to live each day, each moment, in the present, or living to learn in the now, then we are in one of these four other places that you've talked about. And I guess
exactly.
In a practical point of view, we are thinking about what we should have done yesterday or last week, or thinking about how miserable or horrible tomorrow might be, or conversely, how great tomorrow might be, can't wait till it gets here, or flip-flopping back and forth, oscillating between last week and next month. Last year, what happened when I was young that I didn't get enough of this, and that's why I'm not enough of this today. So I guess what you're saying then, to put it in practical terms, is if we're spending most of our time thinking about those four other places, we are not here.
Yes, and the consequences, and this is something that the consequences of when we're not here is that we lose energy. We lose all kinds of energy. We lose the basic vital energy that gives our bodies health, but we lose the energy that allows us to see reality as it is, and we lose the energy that allows us to keep our composure, to have our equanimity. So what happens is we leave into the past, future, me, you dimensions that I describe in the book, is that we lose energy, and in that we start to believe more and more in our thinking about ourselves. We become separate. We believe in our separateness, and then we start to become afraid for our survival, and we start to get into control and into fear and into striving and into tension and stress. And the more separate we feel, the more threatened we can be. So the further you live from the now, the more you start to create and attract a reality that is defensive and anxious and controlling and easily provoked to anger and easily called to judgments of yourself. And the more you live in the now, the more you begin to gain energy. As you gain energy, you start to enter more and more into the deeper mind. And as you enter into the deeper mind, you can laugh at yourself a lot more. You don't take things so seriously. A thought comes in that might have really frightened you, and you just look at it and you say, "Oh, I know you. Don't worry. You can be here or you can leave. You're not going to take over who I am." And in the busyness of our lives, in the rushed nature of our lives, we are forcing ourselves, we're conditioned to run away from the present moment. We lose the energy, we become separate, then we become victims of fear, and we create fearful realities.
I had you scheduled for one break today. I'm afraid, very afraid, that I need you to stay for two breaks. Can you do that?
Oh, I would be honored.
I want to come back and I want to talk about something that I think is one of the biggest problems facing us today, fear. Can we do that?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's try and understand, and I think that you're one of the world's experts on this subject. My guest today is Dr. Richard Moss. The book is called The Mandala of Being. His website, by the way, is richardmoss.com. We'll take your calls, your questions, your concerns, and yes, your fears when we come back. 866-LIME-114. This is Jesse Dillon. You are living the good life.